Good evening, everyone, and thank you, Elizabeth, for those kind remarks. In my defense, your grade was not based on the academic quality of your work, rather your tendency for, shall we say, borderline or late submissions. So, just in all seriousness, though, we're talking about imparting wisdom here, and Elizabeth alluded to King Solomon, the wisest man ever to live. And that's just one example of wisdom and how important it is for God's people. And one thing we try and do is impart wisdom in my program. And one way I do it can be pretty shocking to students at times. Sometimes they'll come to me for my opinion, and I won't give it to them, and that bothers them. And I ask them, well, what do you think? And they hem and haw, and I say, I don't care what you think. I care that you think, because that is the beginning of wisdom, right? It doesn't matter what I think. It matters what you think and why you think it and how you arrived at that position. I do this students to help students learn that they need to fully understand a question or a problem or an issue, to understand all sides of it. I'm trying to teach them that that's the best way to learn, be it an issue or about other people. The best way to understand other people is to meet them where they are and find out how they got there. Why do they hold that position, and how did they come to that position? F. Scott Fitzgerald once wrote that the test of a first-rate intelligence is the ability to hold two opposing ideas in the mind at the same time and still function well. Colorado Christian University produces graduates who are high-functioning with that first-rate intelligence that Fitzgerald alludes to. New graduates, and in fact any wise person, knows they don't have all the answers, but what they do know is how to think for themselves, how to hold those opposing ideas in their mind, and to function well. CCU produces the sort of future leaders that this country needs because they've learned to think deeply, examine carefully, and consider all aspects. Now, as advances occur in science, technology, medicine, their impact must be balanced by responsible stewardship, grounded in God's truth. If wise decisions are going to be made about ethical use of these new technologies, wise people need to be making those decisions. People like those produced by CCU School of Science and Engineering. CCU students will be of key importance in these times to come because a polarized world, paralyzed by uninformed, unfeeling opinion, needs thoughtful Christian leaders who honor God and are gracious to their fellow man. As society advances in these fields, we move forward with conviction in the School of Science and Engineering. When I arrived there a little over a decade ago, there were less than 80 students in the program. There was a biology professor who was retiring, a physics professor who was retiring, and a lone chemistry professor to remain. From that humble beginning, we started from the ground up. We revamped the entire curriculum to make it competitive or better than anything offered in the state of Colorado. But we were also able to do it with a biblical foundation and a Christian worldview. And we fostered this by honoring the fact that by studying creation, we bring glory to the Creator. Always keeping in mind that He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. We start with Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth, and everything builds from there. So from that humble biology major, God has blessed us richly to become the fastest growing programs on campus, increasing our enrollment fivefold. Our School of Science and Engineering produces graduates who are well positioned for excellent jobs in hospitals, research labs, engineering firms, biotechnology, and beyond. And not only are they incredibly competent, but they serve as a testimony to the work we do at CCU in an authentically Christian community, acting as full-time missionaries in whatever field God has called them to. Employers sometimes ask us how we consistently produce such high-level graduates, often followed by, how do we get more of them? And that's a question I ask myself. Over the last few years, our school has run up against space constraints, aging infrastructure, and a lack of physical and human resources. And so, as Elizabeth mentioned, we're incredibly excited about the prospect of a new science center that will provide state-of-the-art space to complement CCU's top-of-the-line curriculum and world-class faculty, a worthy forum from which to impart wisdom for generations to come. A launching pad like the Science Center will enable more of our graduates to take their place in society and play out roles in ways you won't find anyplace else. Our students go forth not in search of money or fame, but they go forth to impact the world with grace and truth in the fastest growing areas of human endeavor. That mission, the mission of Colorado Christian University, drives everything we do. And if our alumni are to be the light of the world, the way to kindling that light starts with excellence and flourishes by leading with integrity, positive, powerful traits that are revealed through our alumni as we serve as the lantern of the Rockies. Alumni like Erin. Erin was a biology major with minors in chemistry and psychology. She was also a varsity athlete. She managed to do all this while being captain of the women's soccer team and graduating with a perfect 4.0. Her papers came in on time. After graduating from medical school, she went on to become a commissioned officer in the United States Air Force, and she's currently training as an orthopedic surgeon. So she's impacting the world with grace and truth. Or alumni like Elise, who graduated magna cum laude. I'm guessing that I probably gave her an A- somewhere in her career, but I can't completely take credit for that. Elise went on to become a genetic counselor, and she now serves families at St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, where she helps children helps families navigate childhood illnesses in what is probably the most tragic and trying times in their lives. She does it all with grace and truth. There's so many great stories like this, just from the alumni of our program, let alone the other five schools. But I do want to highlight one alumni. In addition to her teaching duties at Colorado Christian, Elizabeth Armstrong has worked to increase her capacity to impart wisdom by pursuing a PhD to add on to her existing master's degree. She serves with excellence in our program, and she's done all these other amazing things, acting as an ethics consultant for these little bitty companies like Facebook, and impacting the world with grace and truth. Having overcome considerable physical hardship, living up to the example example set by her grandfather, our former president, Bill Armstrong, and the leadership that her parents, Will and Christy, who are here with us this weekend, who give so generously of their time, talents, and treasure as board members and donors to CCU. So it's an honor to teach alongside my former student, even if I have to get her grading done on time. It's all fun. But I would like you all to help me thank Elizabeth and honor her for her time here. Elizabeth, would you stand? The quality and impact of alumni like Elizabeth, like Elise, like Erin, and so many more makes the motivation behind our mission abundantly clear. There's never been a time where a CCU education was more important or more valuable than today. As secular society falls farther and farther away from an understanding of what true knowledge is or who the knowledge giver is, what wisdom is, or what a quality education actually is. At this crucial junction in history, God has continued to bless CCU like never before. Even with a global pandemic, our student enrollment has continued to increase across a host of fields led by programs in science and engineering, each requiring talented practitioners to address the needs of today, tomorrow, and beyond. Engineers to rebuild America's crumbling infrastructure, doctors and nurses to ease the pain of a pandemic, bold researchers to prevent the next one, and a host of caring Christian practitioners across many fields to lead the world forward with grace and truth. Many colleges and universities offer great practical training or increase academic knowledge, but no center of learning does all that while building faith and character the way Colorado Christian University does. The work is challenging, but the results may be eternal. So if you train a doctor, you may save lives. If you train a nurse, you may save lives. If you train a Christian doctor and a Christian nurse, you may be saving souls. It's a challenge. The work is hard, but the results are potentially eternal. And I consider it a personal privilege to serve at the wonderful university, blessed by God, Colorado Christian University.